Hey everyone, my name is B. Welcome back to This Week with B. So the podcast has been on a slight break because we purposely didn't post an episode during the week of the charity live streams. We talked about it prior and then, well, let's be honest, it was madness, wasn't it? We were all so tired, so it was probably best to just take a little bit of a break from it. But we are back and I'm very excited because this is obviously the aftermath of the charity live stream. It's been, how long has it been now? When was it? It's been like a week, 2 weeks? When was the stream? Anyone? It was on the 8th, right? 4th? 4th. It was on the 4th. It was last week.
No, wait. That's not right.
I was going to say, I've clearly been sleeping incorrectly.
Yeah, no. It was last weekend. Yeah.
8 days ago.
Oh, wow. My brain is not working at all. All right. Well, it was last week, you guys. And it was very successful. I mean, let's just put this out there. That Tamara has to shave her head. So, you know, very exciting.
Which I'm doing today. And my daughter will be painting my head on stream tonight.
Very exciting. And you guys, by the time you listen to this, it will have already happened. So make sure you go over to Tamara's Twitch, twitch.tv/danceintheabyss, so that you can literally watch Tamara become bald and her daughter paint on it. It's going to be really fun. So today with us, we have Tamara, obviously. Hi, Tamara. How are you doing?
Hello.
How's your week been,
I'm
Tamara?
Good. It sucked, but, you know, that's just work.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute, because since this week with B is all about how sucky our weeks were. It's the most important thing. James, how are you doing? Hello.
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How was your week? I mean, you had a storm in the middle of your week that took you in and out for 36 hours and counting.
So, I mean, other than that, it's been pretty good.
That's good. Hi, Iris.
Hello.
Iris has not been on the podcast before. So for those of you who are listening to this right now, Iris, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm basically one of his friends from a very long time, and I do stuff with computers, and that's about it. There's nothing else interesting that I can say about me.
When you introduce yourself, do you never say to people, also, I am a Spanish speaker? Because I would, I'd be like, I'm a Spanish speaker, just to be exciting.
I speak Spanish, and I'm basically the one reason why we decided, maybe I can learn Spanish, because I have a friend who speaks Spanish.
To be clear, I always wanted to learn a language. I just picked Spanish because I had a Spanish friend, and I was like, well, I was always arguing with myself between Spanish or French, and you just helped me make that choice. Don't feel too special, Iris.
Wow.
So. Anyways, if you want to check out what Iris does, what would you like to send them to?
I mean, I could send people to my Twitter, but I'm not sure if they're gonna be happy with me swearing sometimes on my Twitter.
Iris swears sometimes, just be aware. But so do the rest of us sometimes. Everybody swears sometimes. What is your Twitter?
It's twitter.com/iridacia, and I'm not sure if I can spell it for you. It's I-R-Y Dacia with a C.
What the heck is Dacia?
Very long story. Basically, Iridacea is the name of the family of plants that includes the iris plant. So,
right.
Yeah.
For God's sake. It's so specific and scientific. My brain just melted. All right. Let's start off with the live streams, and then we'll talk a little bit about our weeks, because we'll start on a positive note before we talk about our crappy weeks. So, the live stream just happened. Obviously, we raised over $2,000. Does anyone know what the final amount is? Because it was $2,050 at the end of the stream.
Oh, did we get more after that?
I don't know. That's why I was just wondering. Has it changed, or is that it?
Let me check.
Okay, so while Tamara checks, we basically had a very successful stream. I believe John said this is the highest we've ever had in the 7 years of streaming. So that's very exciting. I mean, very close to 2017. 2017 was 2,000. So it was just over what we got in 2017, which was obviously a wonderful and very, very exciting thing to get to be a part of. And we're very grateful to all of you who supported and donated. And one thing I did note as well is that this time around, we didn't have to donate a lot of our own money to it, because while many of us donated, you guys just donated so much that we didn't have to donate a lot of our own money to reach our goals. So thank you so much to everybody who supported and was kind and sweet and came over, particularly all the people that thoroughly enjoyed listening to us literally lose our heads playing Gartic Fern, because our What would you say, guys? I mean, we were so tired at that point. Our brains were gone. And then we started playing possibly one of the most ridiculous video games ever that I had no idea how funny it was going to be.
Well, we played Gang Beasts first, which is always like a giggle fest.
Oh, yeah. It's
and then
ridiculous.
We went to Gartic Phone and it was just insanity. And yeah, we've got 2050. So.
All right. So yeah, awesome. So the final total, $2,050, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, really. I think that in the whole stream, obviously, my proudest moment is obviously reaching the goal, but my favorite moment is definitely the Gartic Phone part. I think we literally just spent the whole time just crying with laughter. And
yep.
I had no idea how funny that game was going to be. How many times have James and Tamir, I know you both knew what it was before, how many times have you guys played that before?
I'd never played it before. I just knew of it because my daughter was playing it with her friends, and that's why I suggested it for a game, because all I hear from whenever they're playing it is her guffawing for hours on end.
And James, you've played it before, right?
Yeah, that was my second or third time playing it. I've also played it with my Discord server.
I see. I have to say, Tamara, I think it was probably the best suggestion that we've ever had, because that game was absolutely hilarious. So much so that I am hoping it is on our list every year, because I was crying laughing when I watched the clips back. I mean, we were exhausted. We were all drained. We'd been up for like, at that point, how long had we been up? Does anyone know?
I think close to 18 hours. Okay, maybe so not quite that much.
Literally so drained. And we played the game. Essentially, it was just so funny. And I don't know about you guys. That was my favorite moment. What was your favorite moments on the streams?
A Gartic Phone would be mine as well.
I definitely think it's a good one. James, what about you?
Gartic Phone. I also loved watching y'all play Gang Beast. I love B falling asleep on stream during
the
UHC.
Oh, why did you have to bring that up? I just thought we'd go the whole time with no one talking about the fact that I fell asleep.
It was priceless. I was really nominated to be my one best moment for on the streams.
Are you were going to say that this but I fell asleep?
Yeah.
I hate you all. I literally, when I woke up as well on the stream, I was like, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm not asleep. I was bored waiting. But like, because I thought that maybe no one would be able to 100% tell. Then I watched the clip back of the stream. You could definitely tell. My mouth was open. I was basically drooling on the stream. I was fully asleep. It was very embarrassing. But I'd been awake for like, at that point, I mean, it was 5 p.m. when the stream started the day before for me. So I'd already had most of my day when it started. So I'd been awake definitely more than 24 hours, probably more like, I don't know, coming up to 30 hours. I only slept a couple of hours the night before. The night before that, as we all know, because we were making jokes about it, we'd only slept a few hours as well. So it was literally me running on maximum 4 hours sleep, 30 hours awake, trying to play a Minecraft game where I'd already finished and was waiting for everybody else. And I just sat waiting, and of course I fell asleep. So no one's ever going to let me live that down. That's going to be a clip that's used probably for the rest of my life. I imagine these guys are going to use it against me forever. But yeah, so I fell asleep. I think a highlight is definitely John dressing up as a cat maid, because we reached our goal on the Halloween stream. So John had to dress up as a cat maid, which yep. definitely amused me as well. We just did his other commitment, which was the Roblox stream last night. It was horrendous, guys. It was so bad. I hope John doesn't listen to this, but it was so bad. Like, at the end of the stream, I was like, John, you should never play Roblox again. Because literally as the stream ended, we were chatting and John was like, well, that was something. And I was like, John, don't play Roblox again. I literally said to him, it's clear that Roblox is for certain types of people. And I said, you know, if you can't be childish and make your own fun, and you need the game to make the fun for you, then Roblox isn't for you. But if you're somebody who can make your own fun by being ridiculous, then it works. So like, we actually did talk, and I was like, we would actually say that Tamara, for example, it works very well for someone like you, because you tend to make these most basic of things into absolute ridiculousness and manage to make them funny. Whereas John just could not find fun in any of it, because you have Roblox, really, you do have to make your own fun. And it's a game where the base is there. It's kind of like D&D in a way. The base is there, but the rest you've got to make up as you go along. And John just didn't do very well with that. So I came off the stream and I was like, John, stick to PUBG. Don't play Roblox ever again. Because it was bad. It was bad. If you guys want to watch it back, you'll see, because you'll probably fall asleep. But other than that, I think that's all of John's commitments, right? Finished?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Webby has to do a podcast episode where he talks positively about someone on slash something that he doesn't like, which I don't really understand.
Booster Gold.
Whatever that is.
It's a comic book character.
Right, okay. So he has to talk about something positive about Booster Gold. From what I know, Webby, the reason why that's funny is because Webby is so unbelievably filled with hatred about this character. Okay, so that'll be why it's amusing. So make sure you go and listen to the Simply Unprofessional podcast when the episode goes out. And then Tamira, obviously, has to shave her head bald. Is there anything else you have to do, Tamira?
I also have to play Cuphead for 2 hours without rage quitting, which I'll also be doing tomorrow.
Tonight, wow.
When I shave. So I'll be shaving my head this afternoon and recording it. Then at the beginning of my stream, my daughter will be painting my head. And then, with a painted and freshly bald head, I will have to play Cuphead for 2 hours without rage quitting.
I have got to be at that stream because Tamira playing Cuphead is hilarious. The game, for anyone that doesn't know, is very stressful and usually results in a lot of swear words and stress. And I am thoroughly looking forward to watching it. I'm very much looking forward to watching it. With that in mind, there is also my commitment that I made, which was to play a horror game. Now, I did play Alien Isolation, but my community and I agreed that it just wasn't scary enough for me. I didn't get scared enough by the game. And so I am playing another horror game to make up for the fact that I didn't get scared enough. And I'm actually kind of nervous because we haven't decided on what game it's going to be yet, but I get the feeling it's going to be something similar to Outlast. Which is probably going to make me really sad because have you guys played Outlast?
Yep.
I have not. Seen people, I have watched people play.
I love Outlast.
Outlast 2 is not quite as scary as Outlast. It's the first Outlast, but the first one is quite terrifying. So I think it's going to either be Outlast 1 or it's going to be one of the Five Nights at Freddy's games. So we'll have to wait and see. But either way, I'm probably going to just cry. I'm looking forward to it though. It's gonna be fun, but also probably horrible. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, what other commitments are there? Is that everything?
I think that's everything.
Oh, Kat has to play Phasma on her own on Nightmare Mode.
Yes.
Which is gonna be interesting as well. I imagine that's gonna be quite stressful. So have any of you guys, I know that Iris and James have because we played it together, but Tamira, have you had a chance to check out the new Phasma update yet?
Yep.
Did you enjoy
it? Played
it
on Friday. Yes, me and Talia played it together and we loved it.
It's very good. I really do like the changes. I died a lot, I have to say. I kept dying. I'm hoping to play it again soon though, because it's definitely been really fun. I've really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to doing that again and playing some more Phasma. I mean, the update definitely has changed a lot and made it a bit more complicated. I think that's what Phasma was missing, just a little bit more complicated. And that's obviously something we did play in our Halloween streams. So I think, it might sound bad, but I think I'm looking forward to the Halloween stream more next year than the Christmas one. Because I think I enjoyed it even more. Like, the Christmas stream was really fun, but I just really enjoyed the spooky games this year.
There was less push to reach our goals on the Halloween because it's the kickoff, right?
Yeah.
So it's not as stressful. It's shorter. So I think that just makes it a lot less. Like, it's easier to enjoy it because it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
So there's no real stress to it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I really love this Halloween stream. But one thing I will say to you guys before we talk about our week, since, you know, this week would be, is this year coming, as you guys already know, I've talked about this on my streams, but if you don't watch my streams, then you probably don't know yet. Essentially, Distractions is going to be doing a lot more. So we are going to be sort of like having a second life, I guess, of revitalizing all of the things that we used to do together. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, for example, I'm streaming every Wednesday with Rob. The Sunday tea streams with John are starting back up. Obviously, I am staying up later at when I can because we haven't organized anything in particular, but I was going to message you, Tamira, to see about something that we could do together. Basically, we're all trying to do more as a group, aren't we? Like, in general. Obviously, James recently joined Distractions. Didn't you, James?
Woo!
So hello, welcome. Yeah, congrats. So I'm looking forward to just having more stuff for us all to do together. I think this year is going to be really great. I think this coming year is going to be so much better. I think we all need it too. I realize with recording these podcasts how much fun we often have. And sometimes, a few nights for the last couple of weeks, we've sometimes gone into calls on a nighttime, like the one where we were all just doing face cam and Tamira. I can't remember what you were doing. It was, I think it was something with your rabbit that just was making me laugh, and I can't even remember now. But basically, we've been doing like little calls with each other every now and again and stuff like that. And I think we all realized how much we like being around each other again, if that makes sense. So I'm looking forward to all that stuff. Now, with that all said, that's the future sort of covered. Before we talk about the past, is there anything that you guys are planning to do in 2022 that you're excited about? Anything in particular? Could be content or personal. Iris?
I'm not entirely sure at this point. There's a lot of things that...
I can tell you.
What?
Iris may potentially be getting better internet, because her internet limitations right now are really bad, but it turns out that her area may be covered by fiber internet. So if it is, and all goes to plan, you will probably start streaming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so Iris that actually start streaming.
I hope that actually comes to happen, and nothing gets in my way once again, because there's a pattern of things going wrong in my life right after I have a spoil of hope. Something bad happens next.
Yeah, so she's trying not to get hurtful that the internet actually works out. But if it does, Iris is probably going to start streaming in 2022. So that's exciting. James, are you planning anything for 2022, content or personal?
My main goal for 2022 is just to set like a set streaming schedule that I try to actually stick to this time.
Every streamer ever says that. I think the only person I know who's managed to stick like religiously to the schedule is probably Tamira, because she's really
pretty much
to her schedule
in this group anyways.
Yeah, that is true. So Tamira, any plans, personal and or content?
The big one I'm excited to do is hopefully actually get it organized and do it, is in the spring, April or May, do the personal fundraiser for Rainbow Railroad.
Yeah, I definitely
and actually raise some money for them. Yes.
That would be really cool, because Rainbow Railroad is such a good charity.
Yeah, and they deserve more. They deserve to be, like, a lot of people have never heard of them. Even, like, that's why I'm constantly talking about them, because almost nobody's heard about them. I'm like, why not? This is a great charity.
So, I mean,
I want to boost it and everything.
For those of you that don't know, Rainbow Railroad help people who are LGBTQ plus in countries where they are unsafe to get out of their unsafe situations and be somewhere, take them somewhere, essentially, that is safer. Naturally, that is something that would require a lot of funding. So raising money for them will definitely be something I definitely want to get involved with. And I'm really looking forward to that. So that's definitely going to be really fun. Is there anything outside of that that you're planning on doing content-wise? Or
try to do more on my YouTube. Mm-hmm. I have not been doing any Minecraft, and it's been awful. Like, I am in two SMPs right now, and I haven't done anything on either of them. I'm like, So... I need to sit down and buckle down and do more of that. Other than that, it's just survive the year, which is my usual goal.
Yeah.
Without getting laid off.
That's literally, I mean, minus the laid off part, that's my goal of 2022. 2021, I was like, I hope things just get better. And then 2020, and in 2020, I thought the same thing, and they just seemed to be two complete garbage years. So this year, I'm going into it with the literal, my goal is just going to be, if as long as it's better than last year, it's fine. I don't care what happens anymore. As long as it's not as bad as what happened in 2022 or 2021, I couldn't care less. As long as I come out the other side and can think it was 1% better than the previous year, then it's a success for me. I'm not setting any big goals. I'm just like, you know, that's it. If it's better than last year, then it's a win. Because I don't know about you guys, but the last couple of years have absolutely sucked. Obviously, not just with COVID, just in general. I just think they've just sucked for everybody. So I'm looking forward to hopefully finishing 2022 and being like, wow, guys, this year was really good. So let's hope so. All right, so Iris, how's your week been? Tell us about your week this week. What have you been up to? What have you done?
It's been okay. I haven't done much in terms of creativity, because I have been a bit idle for the past couple of weeks. But I have been sorting out some stuff at home, including the internet situation. I'm also getting
a new desk. Yeah, you're getting a new desk. And you've made me want a new desk now. So now I also want a new desk. Because I don't know if you guys know, but my desk that I've got now, I was sent. But it's just too wide and I can barely fit behind it. And my old desk was long, like lengthwise, but they're not as wide. So my new one is so much less long, so I can't fit my computer on it as well. It has to be on the floor, and I like my computer up on the desk, and it's too wide for me to fit behind. So now you've inspired me, and now I want to buy a new desk too. So
I don't really recommend doing that, especially if you just want to give your room a new breath of life.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I want a white one again because I'm just sick of this wood top desk. I know some people like wood top, but I just aren't a fan of wood top stuff. I like white. So yeah, I definitely want to do that. And so that's very exciting. And I'm glad you've had a relatively good week. James, your week?
Yeah.
Not too bad other than the tornadoes destroying everybody's internet in the area.
Yeah, your internet's been down how long now?
Since Friday evening, and it's now Sunday afternoon.
Oh dear. So it's been over 36 hours of no internet.
But the company finally put out a statement about 20 minutes ago acknowledging that it was out, that they were having issues with it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, at least that they've, I mean, that's not good, but hopefully that means it's going to come back soon. Because I know it probably stinks not having internet. Because I know you're using a hotspot, aren't you, on an iPad?
Yep.
So yeah, it's kind of stinky. Iris, real quick question: what color is the desk you're getting?
It's light wood.
Light wood. Me just crapping all over light. I just literally was like, I am so sick of this wood top.
Yeah,
desk.
I'm just listening to that. I was like, yeah. So. But the thing is, I do not like solid white. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like wood to look plasticky, if that makes sense.
Whereas I like the solid white. I like the contrast of having all black stuff on top of a solid white desk.
But the thing is, it's still a massive improvement over having a dark wood desk, which is, it was homemade and it's kind of falling apart right now because that was like 10 years ago.
Who made it? You?
And yeah, me and my mother.
Oh, wow. That's an exciting thing to do together.
We are not very good at this, but we get stuff done, even if it doesn't look very pretty.
Next time you'll have to ask Tamara for her skills, because she's skilled at putting things together and wood and stuff.
The thing is, I wanted this to be a light color or texture, because I feel like having dark furniture in my room kind of affects my mood.
I agree. My room, when it used to be dark grey, definitely made me feel down more. Now it's all like bright baby blue and pink, and I've got all white furniture minus the desk.
And it looks pretty. It looks pretty when we see it on stream.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely want a white desk though, because it just doesn't match either, because everything else is wood top, and I like the white. So I want to go back to white as well. So, Tamara, how's your week been?
I survived it.
I mean, that's good. That's positive.
I mostly, like, I am sick of this one job we're working on at work is all. And it's like, we've been working on the same hospital for, I guess it's been a year now. And we still have like 200 rooms to go. And I just don't want to see another one of these cabinets ever again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that must be stressing. That must be the worst thing, isn't it? When you do a job that you love, but it's repetitive.
Yeah, and like, it's great because, I mean, we need the work. It's keeping us busy. We actually have overtime hours, so I still have a job. Yay! But at the same time,
so. Just sick of the sight of the same things.
Yeah.
I remember Tamara sent me a picture early in the week of what she was doing, and I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I just don't think I would have the patience. One of my biggest things I hated about working in a school was that it gets repetitive sometimes, coming in and the same routine every day. And obviously routine is good for kids, of course. And routine's good for adults too sometimes. But when you're an adult and you're coming to work and you're doing the exact same things at the same times and seeing the same stuff every single day, especially when you got to think that the kids grow up and move on, you stay there and keep doing it. It gets very boring, doesn't it? Sometimes you just want a mix up just to make life a little bit more interesting. So I definitely understand that. But well done to all of you for surviving your weeks. And I hope everybody who's listening also survived the weeks. I mean, I'm a little bit worried about some of the people who've been clearly very affected by these storms recently. Has Canada had any storms recently, or is it just an American thing? Like a US thing?
snowstorms, but actually we've had unseasonably warm weather, which is making it worse because everything's ice. Right. Normally we're under like about a foot or so of snow, but it just keeps melting, which is also bad for the plants that winter over because they don't have the snow cover. So we haven't had the storms, but our weather is still not good in the long term kind of thing. Yeah.
Global warming.
Yay.
It's definitely making everything, ruining everything. I mean, hopefully, I don't want to say hopefully it cools down, but hopefully it cools down.
Well, it's supposed to get to minus 20 this week, so it is going to.
Good. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yay.
I don't know how you survive in temperatures like that. That's stressful. All right. Well, I guess we'll get to find out how you're surviving in that weather come the next episode. So, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for a return episode. I imagine I will have some more topics to discuss next time, but today I kind of just wanted to get everyone together and get going again because, well, I kind of miss chatting to you guys, to be honest. I just wanted everybody back in the podcast again. So thank you all for joining me. Make sure you go and check out everybody's stuff. Iris, do you want to remind everybody where they can find you?
Twitter.com/iridacia. Good luck on spelling it.
Yeah, I don't even want to try and spell it because I don't actually know myself. James?
I am at twitch.tv/gloriouscoma_.
And Tamir?
I'm at twitch.tv/danceintheabyss. I'm also on Twitter @danceintheabyss, on TikTok @danceintheabyss, and on Instagram @danceintheabyss. Oh, and YouTube. Guess what? Dance in the Abyss.
So literally, if you're bored and want to consume some content, Tamira is the right choice. There is a lot all over the place.
I'm everywhere. Everywhere.
And I've been provided with the spelling for Iris. It's IRYDACEA. There you go. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
All right, then, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you all next week. Have a lovely week, everybody. And hopefully everybody in the call as well also has a good week coming up. And I'm excited for Christmas. I think next week we're going to talk about our Christmas traditions that each of us have for our own families and our own countries and things like that. So I'm excited for that. So yeah, I look forward to that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to This Week with B. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out more of what I create by going over to youtube.com/bplaysroblox, or of course heading over to my Twitter, twitter.com/bplaysrblx, to check out more of the things I make on the various different websites that I create content on. And if you would like to support the podcast and of course me, be sure to check out our official merch store over at bplays.shop. I appreciate all of you for your time, and I can't wait to see you, or I guess, can't wait for you to listen to the next episode.